Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you again on the radio broadcast. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming satanic strategy against believers. We've seen the fact that Satan's the one who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus comes to bring us life and life more abundantly. Don't get it confused. Every bit of stealing, killing, or destruction in any area of your life, emotionally, mentally, physically, financially, whatever, in relationships, it is a work of the devil. Jesus comes and brings life. He brings peace. He brings joy. He brings health. He brings prosperity. He brings successful relationships. In Romans chapter 8, we see that who tries to separate us from the love of God is the devil, who accounts us as sheep for the slaughter. But praise God, we are more than conquerors, and we can overcome him. The way we do is by putting on the armor of God. The Bible says, Ephesians 6:11, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles, the tricks, the strategies of the devil, and don't be ignorant of his devices. It is so important that you are not ignorant of the devices of the devil. Now we know that God works through his word in us. As we hear the word, then as we walk in the word and do it, we'll produce fruit in our life. But the devil comes to take the word out of your heart. And one of the ways he does it is through doubt. He'll come and say, "Hath God said? Hath God said?" Trying to get you to doubt the word of God. Don't fall back in doubt or unbelief. God's word is the truth. Know that the devil's a liar. You doubt your doubts. You believe the word of God and stand steadfast on his promise. We also see how Satan stood up to provoke, to seduce, and lead you astray. He will try to do that. He will try to confront you, to seduce you, and lead you in a wrong path. Always be sure you put the word of God first place and do it. He comes as a roaring lion, making a lot of noise. But I'll tell you, you learn to listen to that still, small voice. Learn to listen to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says that the sheep know the voice of the shepherd, and they're not going to follow the voice of a stranger. We also know the devil comes to sift us. He wants to bring destruction, to riddle us, to pierce us through. But praise God, Jesus said, your faith will cause you to overcome. And he said he prayed for him that his faith would fail not. Also, we know that the devil comes to resist. He came to resist Joshua, and he comes as the accuser of the brethren, accusing us of past sins, failures, trying to condemn us. That's a work of the devil. Never receive guilt or condemnation from the devil. Even if you were over in a position of you committed a sin, like that woman in adultery. She was in the very act of adultery, and Jesus said, "I don't condemn you. Go and sin no more." Never fall for the devil's condemnation. He is a liar. Praise God, we need to be doing what the Word says and resisting him steadfast. We've also seen the fact that he comes little by little to bring destruction. He'll take a step at a time. That's why he tries to get you to compromise your walk just a little bit. Compromise your prayer time, compromise your time in the Word, compromise being a witness. Don't be so aggressive as a witness. If he can get you to compromise little by little, he begins to start stopping all of these works in your life, and pretty soon you're not walking in the ways of God. Little by little, and then he'll start to throng you and overrun you and strike at you repeatedly to the place where he destroys an area of your walk in the Lord Jesus Christ. We saw in the last broadcast how he comes and he brings threats against you. In Daniel chapter 3, that's where we saw the with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, where he threatened them, saying, "If you don't bow down and worship me, I'm going to throw you into the midst of the fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands?" That's what the devil does. He tries to give you threats that if you do such and such, then you're not going to see this happen in your life. If you won't tithe, you're not going to see the blessings come. If you continue to speak that word to that person, you know, they're going to retaliate against you. No, you need to share the word with them because it's the word that's going to set them free. Don't let the devil ever talk you out of witnessing to someone. Don't let him bring threats against you that would turn you away from doing the word of God. You must overcome this satanic strategy. This is a work of the devil. Another thing that we talked about as we were closing was the area of watching the things that you observe with your senses. Satan works through the sense realm. He works through what you see, the way you feel, the way things seem. And we were giving these scriptures from the 12 spies that went out to spy out the land. And they came back with an evil report of the land. They said, "The people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. Moreover, we saw the children of Anak there." They were moved by what they saw. But I'll tell you, when you start listening to the devil trying to get you to start pay attention to these things and to move by the senses and look like that problem or that mountain's too big for you to deal with, then the Holy Spirit's going to speak just like Caleb spoke. He stilled the people and he said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." Are you well able to overcome your problems? Yes, you are. Why? Because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You have to realize that the greater one's in you, and he's made you more than a conqueror. He's already promised to give you the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. He says in 2 Corinthians 2:14 that he'll cause us always to triumph in all things in Christ. You have authority over the enemy. Don't draw back at his temptation and listen to his lies. But that's what they did, and they brought up an evil report. Verse 31, the men that went up with him said, "We be not able to go up against the people." They were denying that they could overcome their enemies. Don't ever deny that you can overcome your enemy, because Jesus has already overcome the devil, and Jesus in you will enable you to overcome the devil in your life in whatever situation you're dealing with. Do not bring look at the senses and draw back and say, "I can't do it." The Bible says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." You are able to overcome. He said, "We're not able to go up against the people because they're stronger than we." The devil is not stronger than you. You are stronger in Christ than the devil, because you've been given authority over all of his ability, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. They brought up an evil report of the land, and they were moved by what they saw. They saw the men of great stature, they saw the giants, and they were even convinced that they were in their own sight as grasshoppers. That's where you got to know who you are in Christ. You're not a grasshopper. Who's on the inside of you? That's Jesus Christ. And if you receive the Holy Spirit is on the inside of you, and he will cause you to overcome. You're not a grasshopper. Get rid of that grasshopper mentality. Get rid of that low self-image, that insecurity, inferiority, that "I can't do it." That's a lie. You are able to overcome because God will lead you and guide you and cause you to overcome your enemies. Praise the Lord. And they also said, "So we were in their sight." They even believed that the enemies thought that they were grasshoppers. That's a lie, too. The devil knows that you are greater. The greater one lives in you. The devil knows that you have authority over him. That's why he has to resort to all of his temptations, all of his tricks to try to deceive you so that you won't believe the truth. But you've got to believe the word over what you see. If you're moved by what you see, you're going to be defeated. The Bible says we walk by faith, not by sight. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:18 that we look not at the things that are seen, but we look at the things that are not seen. Why? Because that's the realm of the Spirit. That's going to release the power of God. That's where we take authority over the enemies. That's where we tap into the promises of God, and we pray the word, spiritual law being released, and it's going to bring forth God's victory. You're going to take aim at the unseen realm, not at the seen realm, because the seen realm is temporal and subject to change, but the unseen realm is something that is eternal, because you can tap into the laws of the Spirit. Remember, the laws of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made you free from the laws of sin and death. Praise the Lord. So don't be moved by the senses. You know, another place of that was over in John chapter 11, when Jesus went to deliver Lazarus from the grave after he was dead. Jesus went up there and he was interceding. He was groaning in himself, coming up to the grave. And he said to take away the stone. But Martha said, the sister of him, "By this time, Lord, he stinketh." Otherwise, she was moved by the senses. "He stinketh. He's been dead for 4 days. Jesus wasn't moved by the senses. He was coming to do the will of God. He was coming to take authority over the works of the devil. He'd already been groaning in the spirit, interceding, breaking the powers of death over him. And then he went up there and he spoke forth with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." And he came forth and he was set free, raised from the dead. Praise the Lord. In Matthew chapter 14, here in verse 26, the Bible says that when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled. They said, "It's a spirit." They cried out for fear. Jesus said, "Be of good cheer. It's not I. Be not afraid." And Peter said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, come. And so Peter began to come out of the ship, and he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But listen to this. When he saw the wind boisterous, when Peter saw the wind boisterous, he was looking at Jesus. He was walking on the water, which speaks of us walking in the supernatural realm by the Word of God. Here, when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. The wind came as a type of what the enemy brings against you. He brings the storms of life or the winds that blow against you. And if you start focusing on what the devil's doing, it will bring fear into you. And that's what happened. He was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save us, save me. This shows you. It shows you it's a spiritual thing, because it says he was beginning to sink. I mean, if the water wouldn't support you up in the natural, you just plop right down in the water. This is talking about a spiritual revelation. When you're walking in the supernatural, you're going to walk above the natural, and that's what he was doing, walking on the water, keeping his eyes on Jesus. And then, having taken his eyes off of him, fear came into him. When you get your eyes off of Jesus, which would be off of the Word of God, fear will come into you, and then you'll begin to sink spiritually. And this is Satan's strategy to get you off track. Of course, he was smart enough to say, Lord, save us. And if you find yourself looking at the circumstances, looking at what the devil's doing, and you get off track, you're looking at what's going on in the natural realm, looking at how the enemy is trying to hinder you, then you need to immediately get your eyes back on the Word of God, start praying the Word of God, start speaking God's Word, and doing what He says, and then He will lift you right back up, and you will walk in the Spirit, and you will overcome. I'll tell you, if you'll learn to speak God's Word in faith, He'll bring the answers to all your needs. God's Word will not return void. It prospers where to its sent. He watches over His Word to perform it. When you pray the Word of God, the angels will hearken to it and go forth to accomplish it in your life. God hears the prayers of the righteous when we speak forth God's Word. And the Bible says, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Don't listen to the enemy's threats. Don't observe the senses and be moved by them or look at the circumstances, but stand steadfast on the Word of God and overcome all of His strategies against you. We're going to talk more on this in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease. We minister healing and deliverance to people 5 days a week, and we have seen the Lord heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, headaches, neck, back, and joint pain, and healing of various physical problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry for healing, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.